Welcome to New Realities. My name is Alan Steinfeld, and on this program I explore the forefront of consciousness and how we are evolving as a spiritual family here on planet Earth, and part of that includes beings and consciousnesses that are here in this process of evolution at this vital time in our transformational history. And two guests tonight are very much in support of that transformation. They are Sheila and Marcus Gillette, and Sheila is the channel for Theo, and we'll be talking to Theo, but let's first talk to Sheila and Marcus. Hey, thanks for being here.
Oh, it's very nice to be with you, Alan.
Yeah, thank you, Alan. It's a pleasure for us to be here.
Yeah, I'm curious a little bit because I'm very curious about the process of channeling. It's been a fascination for me for like 20-some years. Ever since I met Rampa in 1981, it's like, what is going on here? And it's something no one told us was possible, that we could actually open our consciousnesses as a vehicle for other beings. Well, Sheila, how would you describe the process for you?
Well, the process for me has been, I had a near death in 1969, which was the catalyst for my opening, and it was a spontaneous opening to all kinds of psychic phenomena, and particularly trancing spontaneously to become the direct voice channel for the archangels, collectively known as Theo.
Oh, I see. And then, what did you think about all this, Marcus?
You know, I'm probably like you, Alan. I was rather mesmerized by all of the channeled information and recordings that I had listened to prior to meeting Sheila. And, you know, I had adopted prior to meeting her the attitude that I didn't necessarily care really what the source was, just cared about whether or not what I was hearing and reading, did it make sense? Did it resonate with me as truth? And could I actually use the information for my, you know, my spiritual growth? And so I kind of just accepted early on that it was very likely that this was actually happening without actually understanding the process. And as I've been working with Sheila for the last 12 years, and certainly have had thousands of confirmations of the reality of it, certainly it's something that I know to be absolutely true. And the process is that they actually come in through her, you know, merge with her energy field. She's been arced up vibrationally to accept this higher frequency that they are. And they, you know, essentially take over, you know, her body, her vocal cords, and speak through her. And it's rather remarkable.
So she was already doing this when you came on the scene then, right?
Yes, sir. That's exactly right. Uh-huh.
Oh, I see. But the also curious thing is lots of channels, and I know lots of them, need to have some kind of partner as a grounding. I mean, what would you say your role in the channeling is?
Well, that's exactly part of my role, is indeed just that. Energetically, I connect with her when she's channeling, when we're doing group environments, or if we're doing our radio show. And it is part of my job, absolutely, to support her energetically. We are very connected on a soul level, and I am able to more or less read her energy while she's channeling and support her in the process.
Okay. So what did you think, Sheila, when this whole thing started in these I mean, were you into any kind of spirituality before this?
I was a spiritual person, of course, but I was a mom. I had two small children at home, and I had birthed a brand new baby when I had my near-death experience.
What was the near-death about? What happened? I mean, if you want to get into that.
I had pulmonary embolus after the birth of my child. I was in intensive care, and ultimately I had a miraculous healing while I was in intensive care. And I said, hey, God, give me a job. I'll do anything. And 6 months out of the hospital, I started having all kinds of psychic phenomena happening to me, through me, externally, internally, and I trance spontaneously. So this has been a process. It was a bit upsetting, but it was quite intense, and this was 40 years ago.
Well, you trance spontaneously, so you opened your mouth, and but you were unconscious or conscious of the trance?
At the time, I did automatic writing, And I got information that way, and I had confirmations through that. Then I had clairaudience, which I could hear in inner mind messages being given to me. And then I tranced, and the voice started coming through.
And were you conscious of the trance? Yes.
No. I mean, I started... I knew that something was happening to me, and I thought it was only for a few minutes, and it turned out to be 4 hours of trance. And initially when it started, Alan, I was not conscious. I was aware when it started happening. And then as I've grown over the years and done my own personal integrative work, I'm aware of what's being said. I'm aware of what's going on. It's like I'm an observer, just like everybody else, but it's not a total conscious recall of everything that's said.
Huh. I see. So were you inspired by people like Jane Roberts and maybe Jay-Z Knight? I don't know, but Jane Roberts
Jay-Z
definitely.
Knight. Jay-Z Knight came after my experience.
She did, but Jane Roberts was doing it in the 70s. I guess you started in the early 70s? Yes.
Yeah, but I started in 69. There wasn't anybody that I knew of. The only person that I heard of, and I started looking for some assistance in understanding what was happening to me, was Edgar Cayce. I found a book of on Edgar Cayce.
Oh.
And I... didn't realize that's what was happening to me, but early on also I was approached by scientists to be researched, and that gave me some confidence as well. But I had so much in the way of confirmations being given to me on a daily basis so that I could trust the process, and I just knew on an inner level that this was the job I asked God for, and it was all fine. But it was intense, for sure.
And has it gotten more intense for you, or has it gotten easier?
It's gotten much easier because of, you know, this many years into it and the personal growth I've done with the information that's come through and the interactions with thousands of people. It's a very comfortable place for me to be now, and it's very loving.
I see. So who is Theo? You said it was a collective of archangel entities, beings?
Yes. Theo is a group of 12 archangelic beings that are speaking to us in a collective group name of Theo, and they will not identify because we've asked them singularly. They say if they did that, they would be more attention paid to the messenger rather than the message.
Right. Right. So they just give a name, and it's really the message that's key here. And their main focus is soul evolution. Is that true?
Yes. Yes, it's soul integration, because that is the process of gaining receptivity to all our dreams and desires to be met. This is the time they say that humans are ready for accepting that awareness of their own masterhood. It is as Jesus spoke in the teachings 2,000 years ago, that all I can do, you can do, and more. And this is the time that he was speaking of. And they speak of the fifth dimensionary energy, which is fully in place now for this consciousness transformation. And I've been doing this work for 4 decades now, and I've watched the evolution of people waking up to their own abilities and their own guidance, and it's just a spectacular time to be alive, I believe.
I think so, too. So, Marcus, what is your experience of transformation been?
Well, that's a good question, Alan. My experience has been as when I met Sheila and Theo, I was on a pretty accelerated path myself in terms of my own personal experience and my intention to, you know, just get to know myself and God on the deepest level I possibly could. And when I started opening up to Theo's teachings of soul integration, I found myself kind of leaping forward in my own personal development. And like Sheila said, you know, when you embrace these teachings and really integrate them into your daily practice, you start to achieve a certain lightness of being, a certain perspective and emotional mastery where, you know, your reactions to the positive and negative things that happen in your life is essentially the same because you're in a more, you know, centered, peaceful place, you know, pretty much, you know, in the present moment pretty much all the time. And so Theo's teachings have been absolutely wonderful for me and for, you know, tens of thousands of other people. And my personal experience is that their teachings are of the highest order with regards to accelerating our spiritual awakening and our growth of consciousness.
Well, what was one practical thing that you heard or did from hearing Theo that changed something for you, like a real practical thing?
Oh, real practical is that, you know, they're teaching us a multidimensional process, Alan, called soul integration. And practically speaking, in my personal emotional development, my spiritual development, they were giving me tools in meditation where I was able to transcend the limitations of this time-space, you know, deal that we're living in here and be able to go into the multidimensionality of my soul. So they introduced me to techniques that allowed me to have experiences because it is a multidimensional process. It's not a linear process. It's not limited just to this lifetime. We have lived before. Reincarnation, as believed by 70% of the world's population, is in fact a reality, even though some people have a difficult time with that one here in the Western world. But they took me into the process of actually meeting fragmented aspects of my soul from different times and that I've been incarnated on this planet and was able to get to the core patternings of why I was reacting to certain experiences, certain stimulus emotionally. And when I was able to get to the core patternings of why, of what had occurred in my...
Well, what was, can you share the core pattern? I mean, if you want to,
sure,
I'm just curious.
Sure, I'll give you a practical example. I found in my, at the age of, let's just say 35 years old or so, I'm 52 now, that I was reacting rather, emotionally to being falsely accused. If someone would question my integrity, question my honesty, I would find myself very emotionally reactive, in fact, very angry to that. And what I found out when I went into this process that Theo teaches us, and I went into prior incarnations, it's kind of a personal shamanic soul retrieval exercise that they're teaching us, Alan. What I found out is that I had had previous incarnations of having been wrongly accused, in fact, in some very transformative times. And in the recognition of that, I gained the awareness that I did not in this lifetime have to react to patternings of the past. And so that was really helpful for me in terms of being, in control and mastering my emotions. And today, if someone would accuse me of being out of integrity when I know I'm in integrity, someone would accuse me of being dishonest when I know I'm being honest, I would know that that has absolutely nothing to do with me, but rather a projection of whatever it is that is going on with them, not me. So it's an emotional detachment from the good opinions or the whatever of other people, you know.
So wait, when you realize the past life that that was sort of a pattern of reaction, when you got in touch with that, you were able to complete that and heal the emotion that was still stuck. Was that it?
That is a good way of saying it. I would add that there is a an integration of that fragmented aspect of the soul that it's like a homecoming. And in that homecoming, the homecoming of the soul is just the experience of peace and of joy and a certain calm that is it's just a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful
feeling. Great. That's great. Maybe I'll do some with Theo tonight on the phone, if you want.
Sure.
Do you call it he? I guess it's he or they, right?
They.
They. They. Them.
The group.
Okay. One more question before we talk to Theo. Abraham and Esther Hicks were involved with you. What's your connection with them, the Hicks?
Yes, Esther and Jerry Hicks were clients of mine, and Theo was instrumental in inspiring Esther to be the channel for Abraham.
Oh, they would come and see you? Oh.
They did see me, and they've spoken about it in the introductions to their books and to their group sessions, and they've been friends, and I've just been thrilled with their success.
Why did they get so successful? I'm just curious. What do you think was the key?
People are ready. It's a good initiation for people who are wondering and experiencing and desiring more in their lives. And the message of Abraham is certainly inspiring people to awaken and work more with their guidance in meditation and the laws of attraction. And their words and their information has awakened a lot of people. It's really, people are ready, you know, and they're looking for assistance to explain and to further their understanding of what they're already experiencing in the sense of feeling things that they want, desire feelings that there's something more than this physical existence. Different ways, but they're waking up, and Abraham has been a good teacher and an initiator for people along that path.
Now, but is there a difference, do you feel, between the message that Theo is giving as opposed to Abraham?
I don't believe
a different
so.
Focus.
I mean,
it seems like it's a different focus. Yeah, go ahead.
It's not so different if you take it in the lineage of stepping stones or learning processes. There's an awakening to having your dreams and desires met and using the energetics of affirmations and going into meditation and creating what you desire with good thoughts and positive thoughts. But Theo gives us the opportunity to further that into the experience of the receptor, because when you place your intention for all your dreams and desires to be met, you must be open to receive or it will be repelled. And so Theo gives us the information for that next step.
Right. For me, and from what I've heard of you and heard of Abraham, it seems like there's a level beyond just getting your dreams and desires met, which is the level of soul transformation and completion, which is goes beyond material manifestation. You know?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Alan. It is a process that Theo teaches that integrates and really teaches the integration of the soul in this lifetime, and it is an accelerator, like Sheila said. The teachings of Theo really focus on the wholeness, coming into the wholeness of the soul. Now, that does provide opportunities to, in fact, really in this lifetime, in this fifth dimensional energy, to be able to manifest in an instant, literally.
Right, but ultimately, when you have your soul integrated, there's really not much you really need or want or have to manifest because everything is right here. Hi, I'm back on New Realities. We had a little power outage, I guess, in Los Angeles. Are you in Los Angeles, Sheila?
We are in South Los Angeles. We are on the Palos Verdes Peninsula, and we're having huge wind and huge waves out in the ocean right now. I guess a storm is blowing through, and our power went out, so I apologize for that, and we're on our cellular phone.
Well, I had my assistant, Victoria Bernstein, fill in a little bit. But I would like to talk to Theo while you're still there. Is it possible to do that while you're on that cell phone?
Well, we can do it on the cell phone. I just hope we don't lose the signal on the cell phone because of where we live. We live, there are cliffs here, and it's just the topography. So we'll just give it a good try, and if we can, we can. If we can't, we can't.
Okay, if we can, we can, because we still have a few more. We have another 20 or so minutes left on the show, and I'd like to just, and if not, we'll also do another show. But why don't you do that, and we'll see if we get Marcus on the other line in the meantime. So tell us what you're going to do to go into trance.
Well, what I do is I sit comfortably. I close my eyes. I take a few deep breaths. That allows me to relax, let and invite Theo in. And when Theo comes in, they'll say, this is the beginning, is it not? That's how it always starts. And they will invite questions. And Alan, I would suggest that Marcus could start with a couple of questions just to...
Well, I have questions. I mean, I've talked to lots of channels, so I don't mind asking Theo some questions.
Okay, that's fine.
Marcus can jump in, too. But, okay, so why don't we start?
Okay, well, it takes a few seconds for me to get in the altered state.
Okay.
And we'll come through, and they will ask you to ask a question.
And I will.
So, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, well, here we go.
Good. I'm talking to Sheila Gillette here, and she's going into a altered trance state, and she's going to bring through the collective entity she calls Theo, T-H-E-O, and he's a collection, or they're a collection of archangel beings, and
is the beginning, is it not? One seeks questioning here, it is of acceptance you're asking, you may begin.
Hello, Theo. Thank you for being with me today. Can you tell me what the reason for this technical difficulty we've had on this program? Was there some higher purpose?
There is this, which is the encounter with the earthly plane that brings about the activity of the energetics that is heightened. So there is that opportunity for the electricity to be involved. Mm. However, this is that which is in the environment in which the Chela lives.
Right. Okay, so let's move on, and I want to really hear what your true essential message at this time in our collective evolution is, and where you see it going in the coming future.
It is our import to be involved with humanity at this time in the evolution of consciousness that is at hand. There has been a quickening or an arcing up of the energetic field. Never before have humans been ready to accept their masterhood. We are here as mentors and guides for that process. And as this evolution occurs, there comes about this awareness on an individual basis with those whom ask and are ready to connect with the angelic presence that is ever about them, and utilizing that in the process of their earthly plane experience and integrating on a soul level that allows them to recognize the divinity that they are.
So what is the best way? Yes, sorry. Go ahead. Yes.
You may continue.
No, I just want to know the best way that we can integrate, the most practical way. I mean, what can we do, each of us individually, to have that integration happen?
It is appropriate that each being uses a meditative state on a regular basis daily that allows them to quiet the mind and to address the soul level, the subconscious level, the superconscious, that allows that connectivity to source and the guidance that is ever present about you. That process allows one to become more fully aware of the soul, the fragmented aspects of the soul that influence the patternings of lack of belief of self, self-love, and self-esteem. So in that process, there is revelation of those core circumstances in which one separated and had a belief of not being lovable or worthy enough. This is the process at hand, that one gain an insight to those core circumstances that influence those patterns, and when one has that illumination that allows them to integrate, to bring it home, to have that aha, that is why I've done what I've done and reacted as I have reacted. And when there is that knowledge, then one can change the process by recognizing one's worth, love.
So can you tell me what I personally need to do to integrate that soul level of experience?
That's to recognize those patterns that keep reoccurring in your life. It is not the intellectual, it is not the adult self of you that is in control of the life and patterning. It is, as we speak, the little orphans, the fragmented aspects of self from the emotional body that have influence and reactive process. So what you recognize is when you are highly charged on an emotional level, whatever it is, you may be depressed, you may be angry, you may be sad, whatever the emotion is that is coming forth, and you can address it then. You can go inside and ask who inside of you is uncomfortable. You begin to be aware of different ages and different times, and what draws you in is the communication with that aspect of self. You are the best parent for this little orphan, so you encourage it as you would an infant that's trying to walk. You let it know that you love it and will take it with you into your new life. And it will communicate with you what its needs are. You will no longer be unconscious to that so that the patterns keep repeating.
But that's the hardest thing to do, is when you're in reaction, to step away from it and observe it. So
you recognize that it is there.
Yeah.
It may be after the fact of the reactive process, but you recognize you have reacted. And there's still an emotional reverberation to that. So in that energy, you step back, you breathe, you take a moment to quiet and go in and ask who it is. You become aware of an age in which the core circumstance began. And if you cannot process it in that time, you can tell this part of self that you will listen at a later date and that you will come back to them and do so in your meditative process.
Okay, so I got that, and thank you. I think that's very helpful. As we move towards 2012 and beyond, what kind of planetary shift do you think is happening or will happen?
Many believe that the planet is going to shift on its axis and do many different things. No, there are always within the planet, and scientists can attune to this and approve this in that sense, that there is always going to be volcanic activity. There will be shifts and changes in weather, cycles of weather. So that is a continuum upon the planet. The changes that are coming are from within. The world as you know it will change, of course, but it is an inner change that is in the process. And there will be some at the end of a cataclysmic event, such as a tsunami or a volcanic activity or an earthquake, but that is not for all. And there are scientific minds that are adjusting for that in the sense of populous or populated areas. What happens now is a greater awareness on the soul level and a response to stimulus in the outer will have changed. So you will
Yeah, go ahead, please. Yes.
also a new world order, meaning with the communication and technology that is present, there's an education of the global community that is coming together at this point in time that allows this recognition that you are all one. And in doing such, and each being taking personal responsibility for their own emotional maturity and this integration will bring about peace.
Will bring
and
about peace. And so yes. Does 2012 represent an exact date or not really? Will anything drastically happen on December 21st?
But it is as a culmination, as a fulfillment of the fifth dimensionary energy that is fully in place, which is this shift of consciousness that we've been speaking about. It is an arcing up, if you would, and never before have humans been ready to accept their ability to be masters that they are. No, humans have been developed through a shamanistic background, and that is a recognition of the miraculous that can be in each and everyone's lives. And there is an attention paid in this education of the world that brings about a responsibility or ability to respond to each other in a loving, non-judgmental way.
So that will be part of our collective conscious. That will be the change. And that's very exciting and uplifting, and I think something people can really look forward to experiencing.
It is when one embraces that possibility and relinquish judgment, understanding when they integrate from within, there is a self-love, an unconditional love of self that occurs, that then that love can be radiated out to others in the world, and with that radiance and upliftment for all.
So what's our relationship to the ETs that are coming? Will they be more visible, and how will they interact with us on a soul level?
They would be more visible, as it has been known. There have been sightings and experiences over the years past. It is more acceptance. And there will be a recognition that the Earth is but one opportunity of experience, and there are billions of others.
How will your work change in the coming years?
It is an ongoing evolution of awareness and teaching in that ability for each person to enjoin with the guidance that is present about them. Each of you is a master and has connectivity to source. And that is the purpose, that all have connection, one to the other, but also to source, God, whatever you perceive it to be.
So why has it been so difficult for us to know that as a planetary race?
It is because that there has been these certain evolutions of dimensions. The third dimension has been physical existence, and the fourth has been the awakening to one's spirituality, and the fifth is a full expression of that. The sixth is the miraculous, and the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, and 12th that are about the Earth will be experienced not in body but out of body. But in the 6th, there is a realization that you have the choice to walk in more than one world.
I see. But so people are already experiencing all 12 dimensions at once right now, aren't they?
Yes, but the 6 of the 12 that are about the Earth will be physical expressions.
I see. But the other non-physical aspects of our being are open to the infinite vibration of creation, then.
Correct.
And ways of accessing those higher dimensions are how?
Meditation. It seems simplistic, but it is a regular practice. A habitual practice allows one to quiet the mind and to come into atonement to source and to soul that allows for that fulfillment.
Okay, well, we just have to wrap up. I enjoy talking to you, but I was just wondering, is there anything you can say that can help people integrate their souls more, their past lives, heal the patterns that have separated themselves from their divine mastery, and for people to come to oneness.
What we speak about is soul integration. Use your meditations to identify the fragmented aspects of self. Many have begun in the inner child process and expand that to the multidimensionality of the soul and bring them home.
Right, and also look at the things that come up in your life and see what irritates and bothers us, and that's also a key to that integration, wouldn't you say?
That is key. Yes, because it is in that agitation on an emotional level that is the awareness that there is, as we speak, one of the orphans, as we call them, that wants identification and a voice. So that is the impetus, if you would, to go within.
Well, it's very exciting. I look forward to maybe meeting you in person. You are a multiple consciousness. Is that what you call yourself?
It is. We are a collective group of 12 archangelic beings in a collective voice of Theo.
And do you have a physical or semi-physical embodiment anywhere?
No.
You do not. So how do you exist?
We are energy. We have not been embodied in the earth plane.
Oh, you have not.
We have an omnipresence as direct messengers of Source God.
I see, a direct connection to Source God. Are you still evolving yourself?
We learn from you as we speak with you.
You learn from us. So your evolution is connected to our evolution. Would you say?
To some extent, one could perceive that. But it is a shared experience.
Well, thank you so much for being a guest on New Realities. I look forward to maybe doing an interview in person. Any final words?
We are appreciative of the opportunity to be of service to you. And it
thank
is in your asking, it is continuous. In your asking, it is given. God's love unto you. Good day.
Good day, Theo. Thank you, Sheila and Marcus, for being a guest on New Realities. I think we should do another program. Sheila, are you there?
She's coming back right now, Alan.
Oh, okay. What did you experience through that, Marcus?
Well, I thought your question was excellent, and I think you hit on some great topics, and I think that the core teachings that Theo's sharing were revealed in your answers to your questions, and I think that it's the ability to, you know, fully emerge with our mastery now and to really, to live the miraculous Theo's teaching us about.
Thank you. Well, we'll have to wrap it up, but thank you for both and all three of you for being a guest on the show, New Realities, okay?
If we could just put in a little plug for our website at asktheo.com,
yes.
There's all kinds of opportunities for people to interact with Theo in a complimentary manner on our website, asktheo.com.
Asktheo.com. Okay, I've been talking to Sheila and Marcus Gillette along with the Being Theo. This is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities. Thank you for listening. Check my website, newrealities.com. Email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. Thank you.